I have an ideas file that I've been keeping for the last 4 years, and the idea for this one had been there since near the beginning. The original idea included the names of the women and their nicknames, along with their personalities, and that their parents had killed 21 people. There were also a couple quotes that had come to me, which I included in the story. All the other details just kind of came together while I was writing the script. Something I love is when a character has dimension and isn't exactly who you would expect them to be. I wanted to explore that. Apple is an example, but while this is a biography, supposedly about her, I find that we learn the most about May. I've met a lot of people who seem off-putting because they don't take anyone's shit, they're blunt, and they're a bit cold. But one thing that most of them have in common is that they sometimes are better people than those who have even way better demeanors. People have layers, and first impressions don't reveal a lot. This is one reason why I love talking to people and really trying to get to know them, because a lot of people are never how they seem, and I love that. People can have personality traits that oppose each other, and that's realistic. And when writing characters, it's easy to say, well, I can't have my character do that. It's out of character. People do out-of-character things all the time, like senators who are homophobic, but they secretly are paying gay sex workers. That happens a lot. With Apple, I feel like we see a bigger glimpse of who she is when she volunteers to help the older woman. And then her sister tells her that they need money, so she murders the woman she cares a lot about in order to give her sister the money. She's doing noble things, but at the same time, she's killing people. Apple is a lot like me. As a teenager, those who didn't know me were frightened because of my goth appearance, and I was in a coven. But family members and people who actually knew me or had known me for several years, they viewed me completely differently. They all said I was way too sweet to be into all the things that I liked. People have always described me as adorable. Well, not as a teenager, but since then. I also was really fascinated by serial killers for a big portion of my life. And I'm a giggle machine. I have to laugh while saying that. Sounds funny. Well, I think I am anyway. I have a few things in common with May. I am not a killer. And I do like recognition and to be seen in a favorable light, like May did when she returned the money. The other thing is that I liked when people were scared of me in high school because they would leave me alone, and that's how I liked it. As for the quote-unquote ivory carvings, I wanted to think of a unique trophy that could be right in front of your nose and you would never know it. China cabinets display things that are of value, whether sentimental or just in cost. Jewelry boxes are similar. Apple even emptied what was in hers and she just placed it all on top of her dresser where items could get lost. The carvings were way more special. May was always baffled by the ivory because it just made no sense how it could be worth so much to her family.